What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Mint Catch Up Podcast, episode 78, primed and prepped with your host, Lofton, aka Mr. Hayes Adonis. And I got my co-host, Rajim, in the building.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Make It Happen all day long. Let's go.
What's up, everybody out there? You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and say a little prayer for the sickness. You know what I'm saying? We got our wonderful correspondent. Is out there. She's feeling a little bit under the weather, so she wasn't able to join us tonight, but we miss you, and get well soon. So, man, talk to me, dude. How's everything been going? I know you the streets, but you looking like Aquaman. You got all that pool behind you. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I had to come out. I had to broadcast live from the Oasis. You know what I'm saying? It's only Tuesday, but hey, it is what it is. So yeah, I had one of them weeks, man. I actually had a company come out and clear all the trees in my front yard this week. My house looked bare, so I'm okay. In the process of getting my landscaping done. So
that sounds very streets, very streets of you.
One of the trees is near the street, so that helped. So one of my trees is near the street, so I got that cut down. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Not very street, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When you're from the streets, you gotta grow. And it is what it is. But we on Tuesdays now, man. So by Tuesday, I don't really know how bad it's gonna be.
It's still all right.
Oh, but Easter was, but this weekend, last weekend was Easter, man. Of course, you know, I posted some videos of my granddaughter running around the house or whatever, but she had a good time. You know, it's her first Easter spending with us or whatever. And she had a good time. You know, we had a good time. And, you know, yeah, man.
Got to get good at having them eggs, baby.
Hey, I cooked some oxtails and, you know what I'm saying? Hey, had a little family dinner or whatever. So that was nice. It was nice. We had a good time. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. So
celebrated the resurrection of the Lord. You know,
he back.
Can't forget that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I realized oxtails, there ain't no ox around. Like, when last time you seen an ox?
Africa, like, maybe? On a documentary somewhere?
It said beef oxtails. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So basically, just eating cow tails. That's basically what we're doing.
I mean, ox is somewhat in that range. You know what I'm saying? They cousins or something. You know what I mean? They family.
But if like, when last time you had an ox steak? Like, it's like, were we just eating oxtails? There's a bunch of oxes running around with no tails. Yeah, it's just...
I mean, that's a possibility.
You know, see the tailless ox.
That's why they fell off. They lost all their tails. They didn't know what was happening. You know, that was their balance. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened.
Do with your equilibrium off because you ain't got no tail. I don't know. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It was good. Whatever it was. It was good.
So, hey, I had a pretty good week. We had visitors come down. So one of my wife's friends came down, visit with us for the week. And then on Saturday, threw some ribs up in there, smoked them out for a little bit. So it did that piece, and we kicked it and hung out on Easter. They had, I work at the base, so they also had a air show popping off. So they had, like, the Thunderbird, Air Force Thunderbirds came out, loop-de-loop for everybody, did all the good stuff and everything. So had that popping off. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got a loop-de-loop. You know what I mean? That's just like, see the magic of aerospace. Doing all that good stuff. Okay. It was dope. So they had all that stuff popping off. So it's been pretty good week. We had a good time. And since it was a pretty good week, you know what I mean? We always got to celebrate the week. Because we celebrate the week with the drink of the day.
Let's go. Let's say, ain't nothing like drink of the day. Let's go. Turn up.
All right, man. So I know you threw the video out there. So go ahead and explain to the people, if they ain't seen the video, what was the drink of the day?
Yeah, man. So, you know, I gave up sugar, man, for a while, probably for good if I can. But trying to drop some weight, you know, get back healthy, whatever. So I cut sugar out of my diet. So I was like, man, what can I drink? Because, drink, you know, alcohol's got a lot of sugar. And if I'm going to drink, it's going to be an issue because alcohol got a lot of sugar. Well, I found out two things today. Didn't know. Well, this weekend, you know, I was drinking on Truly's. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've seen these like little seltzer drinks or whatever. And and they mix good. You know what I'm saying? Truly, they mix good or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm drinking on these or whatever. And then, you know, I was like, man, I need something harder than Truly because you need about five of these, you know, to get a buzz or whatever. So, gin. I did not know that gin does not have sugar or carbs. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm not a big drinker anyway. So, you know, I'm sipping a little gin or whatever. But for the most part, gin doesn't have sugar or carbs. So I'm rocking a gin. So then on top of that, so, you know, hold on. Where's my gin bottle? Oh, so the Seagram's gin, extra dry, don't have sugar, right? Okay. And then, but check this out. I just found out today that Tito's vodka don't have sugar. And I got a gallon of Tito's. I'm like, I could have been drinking. So anyway, so I mixed the, since I'm on that Truly, which is sugar-free, I'm on, so I got the Truly vodka soda, all right? It's pineapple cranberry. I mixed it with the gin, the dry gin or whatever. I like to call it the summer's coming. That's what I'm calling it. Summer's coming.
All right. You know on the way.
Hey, because it's refreshing, bro. You out here by the pool. It's hot. Summer's coming, bro. It's hot. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Get you one of these, bro. First of all, you know they say, you know what I'm saying, gin make you sin. But gin also make you thin. You know what I'm saying? Gin make you thin.
I guess that'll assist in the sinning, huh?
What my dog Aaliyah say, you trying to little your back. You know what I'm saying?
Little your
get
back.
Your back little. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Right,
this is a little back season. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We going to get it done. Little back season. So that's dope.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. All right. Well, you know, I had to put a little something together. So, you know, I brought out the big glass today, you know. So what I did, me and the wife got some strawberry tequila down in Mexico last time we visited. So I throw some strawberry tequila in there. I put a little red sangria in that joint. And then I put a little strawberry kiwi juice on top of that boy. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here enjoying a nice little Mexican holiday. It's called, I don't know, but I'm gonna call this the Mexican holiday. So that's what it is. It's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, hey. Mexican holiday right here.
So my question is, how do they infuse strawberry with tequila, bro?
All you do is put some strawberries in it. Like, I really feel like that's what they did. Like, it was, I mean, it's like real strawberries. They threw in that joint. Flavor is nice, you know what I'm saying? So it was
we straight licking no chase.
You extra grown. You ready to cut somebody. You can't be doing that. You on the Tuesday.
I know how my sister do it. She's talking about no.
You can't do that on Tuesday.
But listen, I didn't know that Tito's had no sugar. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because I went and bought gin. I'm like, man, what? I Googled it and said gin, extra dry gin don't have sugar. I'm like, okay, cool. Because I'm over there, I'm getting rid of the sugar. So I'm like, I'm cool. But then I got a whole gallon of Tito's in my house. I'm like, shit, I should have just drank Tito's. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Tito's will be next, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I want y'all to know, everybody that's watching, summer's coming. You know what I'm saying? Summer's coming. We're going to be back there. You know what I'm saying?
And every Tuesday.
6 feet deep. You know what I'm saying?
Every Tuesday is a holiday. Have some of that
strawberry tequila. Hey, listen, I said this earlier this week, man, real talk. On everything I love, and if, you know what I'm saying, if y'all watching this, take this to heart. You know what I'm saying? Life is short. Live it. You know what I'm saying? Life is short. Live it. If you don't drink, fine. If you don't drink, fine. Go get your ice cream sundae. Go get your, you know what I'm saying, a cool glass of water. Enjoy it. Whatever it is, life is short, man. Live it. You know what I'm saying? Drink it a day.
There you go.
Summer's coming.
Good stuff.
And for everybody that's watching, You know what I'm saying? Summer's coming. We having the summertime parties. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you got to come from, whatever state you got to come from. My sister Carletta, you right here.
Yeah. You around the corner.
Khaleesia, hey, if you're coming from Mississippi, whatever it is, y'all come on down. Everybody else in Florida, and then you got Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? She on the East Coast. I actually don't even know where Aaliyah live now. She done moved like four times.
Unless she moved in the last 2 weeks. She should still be in Philadelphia.
Where she at? Philly?
I said Philadelphia. I was like, I seen her in Philadelphia. Good. So unless she moved in the last 2 weeks.
She'll move on you. She ain't unpacked the boxes. So anyway, summer's coming, y'all. Hey, this right here for my dog, my boy Brian. That Cohiba.
You are ready.
Are we allowed to smoke on the show? HR gonna kick me off.
We good. I mean, you already in trouble with HR, so. I guess you might as well go call it a day. Yeah, that's how you smoke. You gotta light it.
Yeah. Anyway, you don't want to smoke.
All right, drink of the day. We did our thing right here. Make sure that y'all remember, subscribe, hit the bell, friend and follow all streaming platforms at Mitch Catch Up. Plus, we on YouTube. So make sure y'all hit that up. Make sure that y'all are sharing this. Tell your friends about it. Let us know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We trying to be out here doing big things with the folks. Yeah. So he tried to put some smoke in the air. Hey, for real, Brian. He got to light it, though. That's the problem. He got to light it. That's the deal. There you go. Bring the torch out. He got you. So now we're going to keep it moving to the news of the week. As always, like I said, subscribe, hit the bell, friend, follow all streaming platforms, Mitch Catch Up Podcast, and on YouTube. So check us out for sure. We're going to get it started with P. Diddy did it again.
Take that.
My man is out here still getting at it. Diddy is having all types of troubles. It looks as if, saw something today. Fox News was talking about Diddy today. You know it's over when Fox News is like,
oh yeah,
you about to take that. Oh, it's over. That mother was on Fox News. Take that. And they was like, say you about to get it, Diddy. So they're talking about that. Most of the time when you're dealing with, I think it was the Southeastern Court in New York or whatever, and it was Homeland Security, they said that that's one of the, they have a 95% rate of getting the conviction when they're doing the investigation on those folks. And they brought that team in. They love the high profile. To get it done. They like putting your face out there. And the thing is, they ain't gonna come up in the crib. This is what I've heard. They ain't coming up in the crib to ask questions or find evidence. They got the evidence. They already got enough to put you under the jail. So all they doing is doing the double and triple check just to verify and see if you got some extra up in that joint. So it's looking like Diddy is on a situation. We got 50 Cent out there is crushing my man. You know what I'm saying? Like 50 is having a good old time out here just destroying Diddy, as well as his ex was one of the people stated in the
sex workers.
Yeah, stated as a sex worker in part of the indictment and some of the stuff that's been pushed forward. We haven't necessarily seen everything that they're talking about, but that's one of the things they're saying is that one of his ex-girls ended up, 50 Cent's ex-girl that ended up being with Diddy.
So is that his claim?
I think it is one of them. Let me pull this up.
Let me ask you this. 50 Cent, baby mama used to mess with Rick Ross.
He usually our core.
Also.
To make sure that we straight. Yeah.
Yeah, so 50 Cent, baby mama, other baby mama used to mess with Rick Ross. So I don't know if it's the same baby mama.
I know Rick Ross. What was it? Oh, well, that's a different story. Rick Ross ex was where Drake was feeling some type of way because Rick Ross was coming at him sideways. So then he tried to VIP treatment Rick Ross ex that I guess they just broke up with. The one, I think it's the one that was the fitness chick that he'd be working out with on the videos or something. You ain't seen Rick Ross out there?
Yeah, but
moving the breast around.
But before that, 50 Cent baby mama was messing with Rick. That's why they had beef.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? On the song, because your baby mama's so friendly. You remember that shit?
That may be her. That may be her.
I'm just saying. Everybody, so, everybody in the industry messing with the same chicks. They just can't, it's kind of a rotation. Because if you think about it, you got Bow Wow, Future, Ciana, Russell Wilson, all of them got babies by the same people and mess around with the same. I don't know.
Well, I think Russ made like sure that Russ made sure it was his. He done had three more kids just with her. So he, I think he clamped that down. He clamped that one down.
Yeah. And he rented out Waffle House. Anytime you rent out the Waffle House, you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You don't give a shit about nothing. You rent out the Waffle House, you know what I'm saying? A patty melt, man, you got you.
Yeah. He said, hey.
I wish I would rent out the Waffle House.
He said, my baby wanted the Waffle House rented out. That's what's going to get.
Forking did it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He done.
Yeah.
So that my is, thing that's is this, right, though. Mama. My thing is, so, but I'm gonna tell you like this. First of all, his name is Diddy. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever questioned that name. It was just like, why was your name Diddy? Mm-hmm. And now it makes sense because you was, you know what I'm saying, messing with everybody.
Diddle-daddling around.
Or whatever. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. I feel like this. Like, when you get money, what the old people say? Sit down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you get money, sit down. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you got to go, why are you doing all this? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you have no reason to be doing all this stuff that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got the feds involved. And the feds gonna treat Diddy different than they treated Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Trump got the same charges Diddy got, but you know,
I don't
same
know.
Situation.
It's a little different when you
Trump
when you
ain't
have,
no rapper.
When you have Homeland Security coming at you, well, this is what I've heard: Homeland Security on the way. That's sex trafficking. That's a little different than Trump was dealing with. So it's like that's different when. When yes. Homeland Security is coming to the crib, you trying to get that Epstein life. You don't want none of that.
I got a question. This is for people. Question for the people that's watching, and for you. And we'll put the answers up when they answer. But like Carletta was just saying, people do this kind of stuff when they start getting power and money. Like I noticed that once these cats get a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
they feel untouchable, right?
Yeah.
And sure. It's been proven time and time and time again. But my question is this: what makes a man want to mess with another man because he got money? Like, what is it? Like, are you just bored with women? Like, what is the scenario to that makes a man want to mess with another man just because he got money?
Because I'm gonna try to, I don't know. I don't know. All I can do is speculate. I feel my speculation would be due to the fact, and I don't know where people's minds be at, right? So everybody has a line, and you know, no different than what Mike Tyson said. He said, you don't know what you're gonna do until you get punched. Like, you know what I'm saying? So they have you have people that are out there that may not have a line. All they're worried about is fame and money, right? So you've seen females. I think this is different because you've seen the story of females doing whatever they can to be famous. You haven't seen the story of males doing that same thing. And that has become now the equalizer of there's mugs out here. Like, they doing whatever they can.
So you say that, but listen, for example, I was in Kuwait. And me and my homeboy, and I don't know if he owned my boy Kevin, but we went out, and it was some Arab dudes that had.
Don't talk about the Middle East. I already know. Look, I already know what you're gonna talk about.
But they had a chalet out in the middle of the desert,
mm-hmm.
And the chalet is like a little mini mansion out in the middle of the desert.
Yep.
Right. So we go out there. You know, he's like, all right, bro, we're going to have some, you know, drinks and blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's about to turn up. We about to have a party out there. So we get there, and it's all dudes. I don't give a shit how much money y'all got. Nah. This party over. This party never started.
Yeah.
It's not a Diddy situation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know what the hell. You know what I'm saying? So what she said, I think he's been bisexual for a while. The issue is that you shouldn't check that on someone who's not interested. But yeah, and I agree with that. But I, you know what I don't agree with is a lot of the cats they talking about succumb to his past. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like what amount of money is the right amount of money to, you know what I'm saying, cross your moral boundary, whether it's a female or a male.
You're assuming that the money, some will do whatever it is for the money, but some are doing it because they go both ways. Yeah. I mean, it could have been a situation of maybe they go both ways. Maybe they, you know, no different than you'll see situations of kids that was molested, right? So you may have rappers came from the hood, had weird situations. They got molested. And it was just one of those like things that was normalized. You know what I'm saying? And it's one of those where it's like, maybe if they were molested and they get to that point where, you know, you got somebody offering you a whole bunch of money and they're trying to normalize this activity, it makes the person, even though they're getting the money, it may make the person feel better because then they feel normalized instead of feeling like, oh, I did something wrong or somebody did something wrong to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's all types of psychology type things that be up in that, you know?
Like you said earlier, a lot of times it's the female. And like, for example, when a guy, what's the guy, Epstein?
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? This guy, he's in the industry, he's Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you give me some. Yeah. I'm gonna put you in this movie and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of the females was, you know what I'm saying, giving it up, blah, blah, blah. Right. But then he got so much power that, you know,
he thought that was,
you
normal.
Know what I'm saying? But I'm saying my question is this, like, what's your moral boundary? Like, where do you cut that off? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my boundary goes beyond, you know what I'm saying? My boundary is right here. I'm not crossing that for nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give it. If you walk in my house and you're a multi-billionaire, hey, I'm gonna put a billion in your account, bro. You give me some. No, bro, I'm good. Because that doesn't suffice for my lifestyle or what I want. Because So now I gotta live with the rest of my life knowing that I did something that was immoral to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that, and it's gonna come out sooner or later. You know, it's gonna be on the news.
Yeah.
Rajin gave up some because you know what I'm saying, for $1 billion.
Yeah, that's a hell of a news story, man. Like,
I'm good.
I think there are people out there, man, that may have come from a place where, you know what I'm saying, the installation, the hard work, and all that other stuff where you can be satisfied, that ain't there. They just don't have that. Like, the only satisfaction they got is I gotta have as much money or be as, I mean, you've seen people do it in other ways. It ain't necessarily that, but you've seen people do some straight up self-disrespectful things for money, man. You know what I'm saying? And you like, why would you ever, you know what I'm saying? But not even in a sexual way. You just seen people, I mean, like if you look at the Jackass movies, you be like, yeah, I'll give you $1 billion. I'll shoot you out of a cannon. And be like, you be like, that's crazy. Like, why would I? But they have a whole thing of people that was just jacking themselves up for the entertainment and if you know, and the money of the situation. So there's a lot of stuff that people do to degrade themselves for the cash.
And like your mom was saying, they were, I think Carletta said they were already these people are already. You know what I'm saying? These people are already, if they did it, they were already curious.
Yeah,
you know
they've already been ready.
It's like, I'm not curious at all. You know what I'm saying?
But Meek Mill's though? God dang. I see why Drake beat him.
But it's sometimes you have to understand this is like when you get to a level of having paper, like you're saying, like you said, most didn't do it. I mean, Mace didn't do it. At the same time, Mace is in jail too. You know what I'm saying?
He said he'd rather go to jail.
Yeah, exactly. You know, ain't nobody, but you know, if you think about it, a lot of people died in that circle.
Yeah,
you got Black
Diddy. Getting rid of cats.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
hey, we was
talking about last show. I was like, if you look at the track record, all the people that was around Bad Boy, and you like, wow, there was a lot of people that's not here no more.
A lot of people that would know some info.
You know what I'm saying? And you like, yo, that's kind of crazy. How is that attached? Because even with Suge Knight. You look at the people that was right there that they made money with, Suge Knight, them cats are still alive, which is extra crazy because everybody was scared of Suge Knight. He was the one that you'd be like, oh, he gonna blow dudes away. you know what I'm saying, taking out dudes, yeah, or whatever.
The difference was he did his dirt up front. Like, you knew he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Diddy, it's all coming out, like, right now. Like,
yeah.
And I don't even see why he, like, he's not intimidating at all. Like, anybody who dance and be like, take that, it's not intimidating. But like, guess what?
With a shiny suit on.
If you think about it now, that song really pretty much sums up the...
I was working out, and one of the, what's it, the Mace Puffy joint came on. And I was like, I started listening to the lyrics different. That's why I can't listen to R. Kelly. When you get that shit, the lyrics be different.
Yeah.
The lyrics is different now. You be like, what is my man thinking about? You like, yo, this is crazy. Like, he had, there was one song, there was one lyric on there that said, Mace getting the girls and Diddy riding the, or like, and Diddy got the car. He didn't say that we getting the girls.
Yeah.
He's saying the line. He like, yo, Mace getting the girls and I'm in the bins. And I'm like, where are you at?
Yeah, he said he getting the men's.
He meant the men's. And he was like, but
the thing is this. So let me play devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. He can sleep with whoever he want to sleep with.
True.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But you know what I'm saying? The dudes, he said TP2 go off. But the dudes, like you said, it's a lot of cats that were, say for instance, what's his assistant name?
You talking about Bentley Farnsworth?
Yeah, Bentley Farnsworth. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Just like that was suspect to me. It's
that
like
is walking suspect. Around with a, it's more you know suspect it's now. Like, you like whoa.
You got a man toy walking around with you or whatever, and it's just like. But and then so I'm gonna tell you the most ruthless person in this whole situation. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Cassie ruthless as shit.
Got that dope,
Cassie, like Cassie was like, I'm gonna have my lawyers draw up something, I'm gonna get my paper, and then I'm gonna drop a dime.
Oh,
she
yeah,
got her sure. paper.
Well, you know what?
I think her paper.
I think it was a situation where her putting that out there. She was given a lot of information probably to like Homeland Security and all that other good stuff. And then they was like, hey, go ahead and do your thing. And we're going to see how he reacts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they was like, we're going to see how he reacts and blah, blah, blah. We're going to drop this evidence because it's just going to be the evidence for her stuff. And be like, we're going to drop this evidence and we're going to see how he reacts. And my man was like, quick, fast, in a hurry, take this money and get up out of here. And they was like, oh,
yeah,
we for sure got him. And they was like, we got him, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so now it was like, okay, we about to go ahead and do this thing. You know,
but
so
it's people that couldn't wait for that to happen. Like the dude this dude that said he was getting bent over pool beds and shit. I'm like, what?
Wow,
first of all, as a grown
Stevie,
man.
Stevie J, me, oh, look, right with him. Stevie J hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's like, but I'm saying you're a grown man. If you allow Diddy to bend you over something, then you wanted it.
Yeah, I'd be like,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like a Michael Jackson situation where he was bending the kids over. Oh. I'm saying you're a grown ass man. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I think that. I will say this.
Why you gotta bring Mike in?
No. I will say this. There is a lot of stuff that goes on in the industry that we don't know about, and it comes to light. You know, it does come to light eventually, and it keep coming to light. But you know, it's sad because there's so many talented people that want to be in the industry, and they get tainted once they get in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like now you're tainted. Or now you're like, okay, well, hey, I'll put you out a hit record if you, you know what I'm saying? Sell your soul pretty much to the devil.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not selling my soul to the devil. It's really bad that it got to that point. You know what I mean? Because I think there was at least this is my thought process. All right, everybody was regionalized. So it wasn't until I don't know if there was that many. They still had the parties and stuff like that, I guess, back in the day. But I feel like it was a little more regionalized. It was a little less folks that they could deal with the situation. And then, as it became kind of one sound type deal, probably about 2010, it's like that became the way. I felt like it was like just, you know what I'm saying, pedigree for the young ones, the littles, and all the other stuff.
Yeah,
like that's how it works. You know what I mean? I don't know. Hey, you know, I hope some of my favorite artists, it ain't go down like that. And it was just the artist. They're just they're artistic and their sound and their music is what put them up to that point. Not necessarily that they was out here
do what. Yeah, but you have to know. So a lot of times they do the win in Rome, do as Rome's do type situation. And like Brian just said, you know, when Cat Williams put it on blast a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody laughed at it because they didn't know the context. You know what I'm saying? You laugh at it, but you like, now you look back like, oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, he was walking through a mansion in Hollywood and he was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But he, you know what I'm saying? He told the truth, real talk.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes people do as the Romans do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, and I feel like this, I'm not that type of Roman. Like, I'm Greek or something, because I'm not going
to somewhere else. But I'm not from here.
Because I know what my morals are. I know what I like. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know what ain't dudes. And so,
I would say especially now, I feel like it's more of a situation of, really, if somebody come out and they say that that's what they doing, then you like, all right, you doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, that's your thing. I feel like it's a lot of it due to the fact that I feel like it was a lot of blackmailing going on, a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of stuff, of course, when the Diddy joint, when you trying to like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But then also, then it's the undercover that you ain't really about that, you know, that choice. You acting like you ain't about that choice. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, right. Or that feeling or whatever. And they talking about like, hey, I'm not even on that. And that's the part where it's like, okay, so you not only manipulating people and blackmailing people to do this stuff, then you come out to the public and you like, oh, no, I don't be doing that. I'm up here like this. And you be like, yo, that's, you just hitting that double neck.
Real talk, though, like my boy Brian said, Cat Williams started, you know, sounding genius, but guess who else? When Superhead came out, she put her book out. She told everybody, like, it's dudes out here messing with dudes. And I think she mentioned Diddy at the time. Yeah. And she mentioned a couple other cats. You know what I'm saying? And then even who else? LL Cool J was messing with a transgender. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember Bobby Valentino got caught with a transgender.
They was there talking about what's the boy, Tennessee dude that used to be in G Unit. What's my man? What's old boy name? The dude that was from Tennessee. Tennessee. He was in G Unit. So yeah, Tony Yayo, freaking 50 game. And then what was the old boy? But Young Buck.
Yeah,
Young Buck got caught up with
clanging. And so I will say this, you know, as a man, as a straight man, all the way straight. Dogs have an instinct. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when a dog sees something that he don't understand, he'd be like, you know, he'll get his head like, I'm trying to figure this out. And as a straight man, you know when there's another dude. It's very seldom that I ever in my life didn't know that a female used to be a dude. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to go to Thailand. And in Thailand, you like, you know what I'm saying? But you see dudes in Thailand messing with dudes, and they be like, oh well, I didn't know. You knew. It's like soon as it got heated, soon as situation like, got heated. Knew. Yeah, like you ain't I'm you I to pitch the tent, you to pitch the tent. You know what I'm saying? It's like we both pitch the tent.
You're like, we ain't camping. You know,
like, yeah. You know it's a dude, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like I even had a situation to where when I owned my bar in Thailand, there was a dude came to my bar. And I had a chick that was working at my bar that was trans. She was a trans or whatever. She's a dude. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of the Arab dudes and a lot of the British dudes, they like that. So a dude told me one time, man, he was dating the trans chick. Mm-hmm. And the chick that Adam's up. So he said he made a statement that threw me off. I'm like, what? He said that. So I was like, man, hey, so I told him, I said, so you know that's a dude, right? This dude told me, he said, well, I tried anything once. Wait a minute. You try oysters, nigga. You try.
You had a different drink. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never had gin before. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I never had a dick with a penis before. Like, what? It's like, come on, dude. Hey. It's like, because once you cross that line, that's what you are. Like, whether you know, I hate people say, oh, he's bi. No, he ain't bi. He bi dick. That's where he's dating. You know what I'm saying? He is what he is. Like, it's like, you don't cross that line and act like, because you can't come back. Like, once you go, you can't come back. You
can't delete that from the hard drive. That's forever there.
Yeah, you can't. That the rest of your life, that's in your mind that you didn't got. You know what I'm saying? You didn't went there. You know what I'm saying? And so, with that being said, it's just like, a lot of time, like I said, when in Rome were doing Romans do, they were going to Thailand and doing that, messing with dude chicks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they felt like they can get away with it. Like, the dude that ran my bar, the manager of my bar, he was a whole dude. But I went there one time. We was all out going to the club or whatever. And we went by. There's a town called Boys Town. And you got to walk through there to get to all the other clubs. And the chicks was like, hey, Josh, hey. And I'm like, dude. He's like, I don't know them. Like, they know your name, player. Like, what you talking about? You don't know them. You know? Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, it's just like, you have to understand the concept of, you know what I'm saying, what your morals are. If your morals are, I don't mess with dudes, or I'm not gay, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, cool. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody offers you $1 million and you say that I'm going to take it, then you gay. You know what I'm saying? Because you have allowed yourself to cross that horizon to over to the other side.
All about that. All that about that money. So also, you know, in that light, there's been some other things that have been popping up. And I've been seeing this stuff on social media and whatnot, where you've got, and I call this the painted men's masculinity. So there was a basketball player from the University of Duke that just got a nail polish NIA or NIL from a company for painting his nails. So he had painted his nails like Duke blue and white or whatever. You know, and it was on social media, took a picture of it, da da da, people coming at him, whatever. Then you also have Dwayne Wade in an interview here recently. He talked about that he had gotten his fingers painted, and that his uncles kind of showed him how, you know, as the painting nails. And then you've got, like, you know, some rappers out there that's doing the whole like woman crazy pinky that got all type of designs and stuff, and they're starting to wear their nails and stuff like that. So I'm going to ask you, like, where do you think this, you know, because some of it's broken down, like, hey, it's art, like people being artistic, they're showing their selves and things like this. Like, where do you think that this, maybe the guy from Duke is like, yo, I'm about to get this money. They're going to pay me for painting my fingernails. Then, hey, why not? But, what do you think that this is all derived from? Do you feel me? Because you used to have like the emo kids, they'd be like paint their fingernails black. You had the rocker kids, black fingernails, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like everybody's going and making this, I guess, artistic statement, man. Where do you think this is derived from?
So I feel like this. You know, we've been out throughout history, paint nails has been a female thing or whatever. And like I said, rockers and, you know, but if you look at it, I think about back in the day when there was when the funk era and the rock and roll era came out. Mm-hmm. There was all the dudes had eyeliner on, looked like females.
Back in the 70s.
Yeah, and they was looking. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Rick James, everybody. You know what I'm saying? All these cats was doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But they was hitting mad chicks. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't gay. They was, you know what I'm saying? That was the era. You know, me personally, like, if somebody say I'm gonna give you some millions of dollars to wear some fingernail polish, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking no penis, but I'll paint my nails. I'm not doing no penis, but I'll paint my nails because if Brian gets his nails painted, I'm out. So
I asked my coworker. As soon as I saw this, I was like, yo, if your dude come home with his nails painted, what you doing? She was like, fired. I was like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, this may just be a different thing.
First of all, I'm married. So, you know what I'm saying? And if I call the house and be like, hey, Lila, They said they're gonna pay me $5 million to paint my nails. She gonna pick the nail color out. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna be like, shit, what color?
But,
you
know but he got it. He got it because he was painting his nails prior to that. So that's what I'm saying. Meaning that you had to be like, oh, I'm about to go. If I'm painting my nails already, and then somebody goes,
if that's all it takes for me to paint my nails to get some millions, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not coming home. You know what I'm saying? I can't come home and be like, well, I went to Diddy house. No, I'm like,
if Diddy house in your Google Maps, then
because I say this, I say it because of this, because I have painted my nails with my daughter. My daughter was little, she painted my nails. You know what I'm saying? For free.
Too.
You know what I'm saying? My granddaughter, if she would decide she want to paint my nails, then I'm pink and purple all day long, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. If Maybelline called me and said, hey, we want to paint your nails for $5 million, then guess what? they're gonna paint the nails. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my nails painted.
And you know what I'm saying? All day long. Maybe it's Maybelline. That's what you're gonna tell.
Because we were just talking about my morals a little while ago. My morals go past nail painting. I'm good on that.
The nail painting? Oh,
because
you're in the box.
Because just recently I went to, I got a pedicure, you know, just recently or whatever, you know, a couple's pedicure thing or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I consider myself, you know, a real man, like 100% man, but, look, you know, I got my feet done or whatever.
Look, now you get the mani-pedi, that's different. But if you up there and you ask for color, that's what we talking about. You like, yo, I get the mani pedi. He was like, hold up.
Well,
Let me get some, going to
a nail salon and getting your nails painted is one thing, but going to a studio where they about to pay you, you know, money to do a deal. Okay, cool.
But you gotta start getting your nails done already. Ain't nobody just walking up to you and saying, hey, let me paint your nails. This was a situation where he was already doing it. You know?
Yes, my feet soft in the mug right now. Yeah, my feet soft in the mug right now. But I will say this, like I said, it's there. You have to know your boundaries. You have to know if they say we're gonna paint your nails and you got a whole Puff Daddy hand while we paint your nails, then I'm not doing that.
You don't know where it is going.
Yeah, because perfect example, being like working in Kuwait, when I was in Kuwait, Arab people, even a lot of Indian people, when they shake your hand, they hold your hand an extra five seconds. So you got to be like, hey, player, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I shook your hand, but they'll hold your hand. Like, there's a time limit. In your head, you have an internal clock that say, hey, you've been holding my hand too long, player. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to dap you up. Boom, 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 and keep it moving. But when they hold y'all, whoa, you know what I'm saying? We don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've known in some cultures, women are for pleasure. Something. No, men are for pleasure. Women are for making babies.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that. So guess what? I'm not about that life, player. You know, I'm not for pleasure.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell you a story of when I was out in Iraq. So we had folks out there and they're doing night ops. And whatnot, folks. I'm on the radio, blah blah blah. They happen to have night visions. You know, you see out in the desert, as you said, they was like men's for pleasure, women's for making babies. They out there in the desert, yeah, gross, yeah. It's not. I mean, you know, hey, look, not painting it, but it was one of those things where you like, oh, you just don't. People don't be expecting to see that when you were looking through the night vision and you're just trying to find the enemy. And you was like, oh, that's the enemy to my dreams.
Now you find,
like, that's
now like, you found you didn't find a real enemy.
He's like, you don't want to see that. And like, no.
We can't win a war. We can't win a war for shit because y'all out there.
You be like, oh, you won off that one. Like, you're the winner based on that. You know what I mean? So I was just wondering what you thought about that whole painting situation. Like, you know, it's become a thing. And whatnot, but additionally, you know what I'm saying? We talked about the paint color blue and whatnot, but now we're gonna talk about the blue pill. I heard that it got some super abilities. The old blue pill seems to be an Alzheimer's supporter and brain health bringer. So everybody out there that's blue pilling it up, you know what the blue pill do. You know what I'm saying?
Get a blue pill.
The pop tenor. Pop 10. That old pop.
Now you get look. Now you can hit it and remember.
You ain't gonna forget now. You know what I'm saying? You take the pill, you don't forget. So yes. Yeah, there's a little article that I saw out here that talked about how Viagra is now being talked about as a supporter of not only limiting or lowering the risk by 18% of Alzheimer's disease, it's also in helping brain health. So for all y'all out there that's on them blue pills, you got that blue chew. You got the hymns. You got the all the joints. Hey, man, Papa Titten, remember. Do you remember the time? Because you will. You now will remember the time.
So these are hard times, literally.
So just, you know what I'm saying? Public service announcements out there. You know what I'm saying? You gonna remember. You can't say that. So- hey, if you pop the pill and you was out there, you took one for the team, you gonna remember. You can't forget it. You're like, it's there, man. That's what happened.
Do you remember the time?
So I just wanted to put out there for everybody. Go ahead, man.
I feel like this, though. Real talk, like, honestly, you can't even be a sugar daddy no more. Like, if you got a sugar daddy, it's over for you. Because at least he gonna remember. And he gonna, because, you know, now it's like a sugar daddy. He gonna forget. He asked you for some money. Yeah. He said he gave you about $100. And he forgot he gave you $100.
Now come
he
back.
Remember he gave you $100.
So be careful out there.
Like, wait a minute.
You got this. You know what I mean? So all the ladies got the sugar daddies
that
out.
That is
there.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
And y'all up there keep being, but I'm about to get my prescription any day.
He said, I'm trying to remember everything. Don't use that at work. Like, I gotta remember where the papers is at. Don't do that. Don't do that part. Like, nah, just keep it at the crib. You know what I mean? Try to remember where you left your keys. Don't do that.
Now you at bingo. Your shit. Bingo. Like,
trying to help your kids do they homework or something. Like, no, don't use it in that manner. That's all I'm saying. Don't do that. That's not safe. Ain't safe for nobody.
Keyword is I'll be right back. Hold on, I'll be right back. You think it's a game out here? Hold on. I've been buying these drinks all night, been buying this Hennessy all night. This yet? Well, I'll be right back, Ingrid. Ingrid ass.
All right, well, we're going to keep it pushing real quick. So all for all y'all out there, make sure that y'all take note. You know what I'm saying? Take note. But we got another thing out here, man. Doing big things, man. Cowboy Carter. That Cowboy Carter album. I listen to Cowboy Carter, and I said, damn, Beyonce is a good-ass country singer, and them songs is pretty legit. And I was like, I don't even listen to country like that, but... I was like, oh, this is nice. And just for one thing that maybe people may not know, she put on black country artists that had not been able to chart in the country, country genre. She put them on their album. So there's about four black country singers that had not been able to be charted, and she got them on the songs, meaning that they got to get charted. Get respect, all that other good stuff. So, I mean, not only she was doing that for herself, but she also put the people on. So, once again, hold up. Let me get that round of applause. Beyonce.
Hey, so, let me put this out there real quick. One of the biggest Beyonce fans I know is my sister, Carletta. There she go. Yep. She is one of the biggest Beyonce fans out here or whatever. So I want to know from Carletta what she feel about. I already know what she gonna say, but what she feel about the country. See, so it's like this.
That song Blackbird is dope.
As a fan of Beyonce, right? But not if you wasn't a fan of country, but you a fan of Beyonce. Does the album hit all the marks for you, and bring you over to the countryside? That's my question.
Well,
Carletta. Since she watching.
Yeah, let us know, Carletta. I mean, for me, it didn't bring me to the countryside, but I was like, I think it's more or less, I always look at it like this. is this something that I know the person singing the music is giving me something relatable, right? So some of the songs are, yes, country songs, but we know Beyonce in the background and who she wasn't going to bring anything that wasn't her or our culture to country. She wasn't going to switch it up and talk about things that was not her. She was going to put it in a country mode. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it was one of those things where I'm like, yo, this is dope. I like it. I know that it's not coming from a place of I hit, you know what I'm saying, song six, and all of a sudden they talking about out in the field when the wood is burning, it's formed like a cross. You'd be like, hold up. Oh, let me turn this off. This is this just went off to a whole different thing. So that freaking joint's dope.
My thing was, I was just hoping it wasn't going to be an R&B CD that sounded like, you know, they had a little country twist.
She just put some violins on it, John, a little fiddle.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beyonce, Carletta, this country.
Yeah, Carletta says she's an artist, and I think it's perfectly fine. She likes Miranda Lambert. Anyhow, it's a Beyonce album, not necessarily just country. All right, okay.
Yeah, so there's country music I like. You know what I'm saying? And country has crossed over into other genres, like hip hop. You know what I'm saying? She said, got black folks square dance. Jolene, like I said, I like the Jolene. I like the fact that she brought,
that was a Dolly joint.
Yeah. And I was, I like that song when it was just Dolly, when it was Dolly. So, yeah. But,
and then that Blackbird was a Beatles cover. So that was good, man. That was nice.
So I feel like, and I agree with Carletta, Beyonce's an artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And on many levels. I think she's supposed to, I think this is one part of a three-part series or whatever, where she's going rock and something else. I think at some point in time.
She's trying to do a whole deal.
Yeah.
You right, country.
Which like nobody blues. Has done, which is genius. You know what I'm saying? And as an artist, you know, as a music artist, you know, you want to see different concepts of music. For example, you know, we were talking about, wife and I was talking the other day about R. Kelly, that Trapped in the Closet. Yeah. Trapped in the Closet was genius, you know, and I understand, like, so the concept
behind based on real life,
the man, yeah, the real life, but Trapped in the Closet, it was genius as how it was formatted as a series of music. Right. It was, you know, you have series of movies and, you know, this stuff. You have trilogies. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So this right here, as an artist, it was genius. You know what I'm saying? And I think that for me, I've gotten tired of music. You know, I've gotten tired of the same old music. And when they bring something different,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Then I mean, okay, I'm up for it. Yeah. You know, I'm up for it. I want to see what you're bringing. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is so recycled now. Everything is recycled. Most everything you listen to right now is a recycled. And what I mean by recycled, there is, you know, they've remade another song.
It's,
you know
what I'm saying? It's formulaic. I don't know if I would say that a lot of this music has been remade, but the new sound, especially in hip hop, the new sound they've come out with happens to be
the consistent sample. Sound. That's what it is. It's sample. That's what I'm looking for. So if it is a lot of songs right now, I say real talk, like I can't tell the difference between SZA, you know, what's the other girl name? Money Long, Queen Naya. Is it Naya or Naja? Anyway, the queen chick.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of these things I can't tell. Seventh Streeter. I can't tell the difference. Now I like the music, but I can't tell the difference on who is who.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when you think about somebody like Beyonce is not in that category of what other females are doing.
I think it's also her voice is unique for the field. Like you have, if you have an artist that has a unique voice, because you get a lot of artists that are, even voice wise, they're copying. Not only pattern, not only voice, but then you have a lot of the producers are just kind of to a point a little bit Little John in it, right? Little John got to a point where he was just like, all right, hey, they love this particular sample. I'm gonna use this on a whole bunch of songs and sell it to a whole bunch of people. And it sold for a long period of time, but it was like, then at a point it was like, all right, that's a thing, right? So when I feel like we're in that world of a lot of the same samples, sounds, snares, bass, like all those things are just being used. They're a package of like producers are using, and they be like, oh, I like the sound, and everybody is using that. So everything sounds so similar. And yeah, when Beyonce comes out with something totally, well, at least out of her genre, it makes it where it stands out. You know what I'm saying? Because she is doing something different for her particular genre. You know what I mean?
And the good thing is it worked for her. Like, mm-hmm. for example, when Drake dropped that techno crap.
Oh, that's garbage.
It didn't work, man.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. Because we don't even remember. You can't name one song on that album. Mm-hmm. You know? And he sold it off hype.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's waiting for Drake to drop. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, with Beyonce is, like I said, she's an artist. She's a businesswoman. And she has to, she understands the concept of bringing something different to the table.
Yep.
She has reached, so she's reached another group of people. Whether the country people want to accept her or not,
mm-hmm.
people
That's
are.
Up to them. Yeah.
Because she's Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Just like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift went from country to pop, you know. Maybe now with Taylor Swift, now so I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor Swift dropped the R&B album.
Now if Taylor Swift if she go hard on the R&B album, like Justin Timberlake, like first joint, and then she break out some fire, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah,
exactly. That'd be great.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because she would have done went over three. I don't know if she can do it. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple females. White females that can do R&B. Mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera is one of them. You know, she can do R&B. Even Pink. Pink started R&B.
Yeah, Pink was R&B, and then she went to rock.
You know what I'm saying? And then she went over. You know, Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson can sing. You know, there's a lot of females. Christina Aguilera. What's the other girl? Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
She can sing.
Yeah,
and people be sleeping, you know, but you have to understand that music is such a universal, a diverse entity, and music is such a avenue of relief. It's avenue of peace. It's avenue of togetherness. It's music brings people together.
It's a
you know what I'm saying? And we as minorities have to understand that. You know what I'm saying? We are able to, as a talented culture, we can hit any. A lot of the stuff started with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It started with us. And so when we build on that, like people were mad because the CMAs and the country community didn't accept Beyonce as a country artist and blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, we accept it. Yeah. Like you she got people square dancing right now.
Yeah, she's gonna sell. She's gonna get the sales for sure.
I was singing the other day I was singing her song on accident the day. This ain't Texas.
He said on accident.
I was like, why am I singing this? You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, you know. And as people, as artists, we have to understand that there will be crossovers.
Yeah, you always have crossovers. We've had all types of genres.
You gotta test the water.
But I mean, you've always had, you know what I'm saying? You got like, what was it? I mean, you got rock and roll. There's always been pieces in all those genres. It's just them being popular and accepted.
Yeah, because
the only thing. Like, so that's all. That's what
like
it is.
Lenny Kravitz is rock. The face of rock and roll.
Yeah,
rock. You know what I'm saying? Jimi Hendrix, face of rock and roll.
Yeah,
you know, you got so many black artists that are face of rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, and
they're all.
You know, I kind of feel like at some point in time we have to understand that this is a diverse culture. Music is a diverse mm-hmm. culture, and we have to embrace it on all levels. You know, yeah. I listen to, like, for example, I was sitting out here last night, and I was listening to, you know, Creed. I was listening to Radiohead. I was out here listening to all kind of, you know, just stuff that I liked.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You got artists, you know, Maroon 5.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many artists that I listen to that are not of the status quo. But who's to tell me what I should listen to?
I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite, thank you, appreciate it. One of my favorite artists, bro, right now, real talk.
What's up?
Like, and I'm going to say this on this national network platform or whatever, say what you want to say. I feel like Billie Eilish got one of the best voices I've heard in a long time, too.
Yeah.
Like, I like Billie Eilish.
You had Amy Whitehouse and stuff. Like, she was
fire.
Like, I mean, so there's people out there that for sure have talent and have music. I mean, I'm always like, that's in my lit playlist is Phil Collins. I got Phil Collins songs all over my joint. Oh, yeah. Like, I'll be like, they be rocking. So it's like, yeah. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has those. And most people, even if they don't like really talk about it, everybody has things they like. You know what I'm saying? I got a little Guns N' Roses in my joint. Got a little Soundgarden in my joint. I got, you know, Metallica, Red Hot. You know what I'm saying? They're all up in there. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Once again, congratulations to Cowboy Carter. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce doing her thing Carter, and hitting the charts and doing her deal. So on that note, Cowboy Carter, I went ahead and said we're going to switch it up from Black Excellence. We're going to do Today in Black History. So Today in Black History, Bill Pickett. If you never heard of Bill Pickett was one of the American greatest cowboys, rodeo and Western performer, and he died April 2nd, 1932. So he was a part of he actually invented the method of wrestling a deer to the ground after leaping from a horse called bulldogging. So when you have those steer wrestling type situations, he's the one that invented it. And then with his brothers, he created the Pickett Brothers Bronco Busting and Rough Riders Association. So, you know, they always talk about black cowboys and how black cowboys really don't be getting they love. Bill Pickett was one of those originator black cowboys that was out there in Texas, and he was doing big things. And he was also a deacon at a Baptist church. And he was posthumously inducted into the National Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame in 1971. So shout out, rest in peace, do your thing, Bill Pickett. One of the greatest cowboys in American history. So shout out Bill Pickett for today in Black History.
I could have sworn you said he wrestles deer. Who wrestles deer?
Steer. Steer, my dude. Steer,
I was like, wrestling, why would he wrestling deer?
I mean, hey, you got to eat sometime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eat steer? Eat deer? Hey, deer steaks? Steer steaks, no ox steaks. But
I needed somebody to tell me a long time ago, oxtail ain't nothing but cowtail. You know what I'm saying?
There it is. You learn. Well, I think we've come to the end of the show, and like we do all the time, we want to take care of our vets and those that are out there that having any issues or problems. Make sure that you touch base with your friends, your family, those that are around you that want to help you. And if you feel like you may want to hurt yourself, and you can't find anybody else to be able to help you out, make sure that you hit the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK, 800-273-8255. There's no way that you can fix the problems that you have if you're not here. And actually, you may hurt the problems even more not being here and leaving your loved ones and friends heartbroken that you had left and they weren't able to assist you. So try it. Make sure that you touch base. Like I said, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK, 800-273-8255.
Amen. And I want to add to that too, man. Uh-huh. Honestly, like a lot of my family's on the call and on the show, and you know, people that's watching, man. Life is short. You know what I'm saying? Live your life. You know, live your life, man. Don't let nobody tell you that. Live your life. Depression is real. You know, I had a situation last year where I went through 2 days of anxiety. I never knew what anxiety was. I heard about it, never went through it, but I had 2 days of anxiety, you know, and it shut me down. You know, and what I mean by shut me down, it made me feel like I didn't have control of me. Mm-hmm. You know, when you lose control of yourself, it's a scary feeling, you know? And like, for example, I got friends that I call family, love them to death. And of course my family, but like you said, don't be as us as minorities. We sometimes we don't feel like we need counseling or talking to. So we bypass it. We're like, oh, I don't need nobody to talk to, or I don't need nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's out there. Help is out there. Allow that help to help you. You know what I'm saying? Allow the people to help you get through, because it's real. And as you know, a lot of times, and I will say this to my black men, a lot of times we as black men, we have the pride. We allow pride to not let us be men. You know what I'm saying? Or not get help. Sorry. So when we don't get help, or when we don't talk to people, and when we don't allow people to understand what we're going through, we allow it to build. Pressure bust pipes. You know, an old guy told me a long time ago, man, and I'll never forget it. He said, young buck, pressure bust pipes. You know, and when you're going through something and you're allowed to build up and it's building up and it's built up, guess what? It has to be released somewhere, you know, and whether that's through a mental breakdown, whether it's through depression, whatever it's through, you know, you have to understand that depression bust pipes, you know, so depression is real. Understand that, you know, help is there. And like for the people I know, man, like I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I will sit down, like I come to your house, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We talk about it, we chop it up, whatever. Because everybody go through stuff, no matter what. Everybody go through stuff, and you have to understand that that's a fact of life. You know, life, the fact of life is this. Bills, they come, every month, they're gonna come. You know what I'm saying? Couples have problems. You know, it's never going to be peaches and cream all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got family, man. I love my friends. I got a couple friends on here right now. Love them to death. You know what I'm saying? Love them to death. I see their relationship as a role model for good relationships. You know, people don't know what you go through behind closed doors, but guess what? That's something you work on with your significant other, whatever, on your own. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you have to let it out. You have to talk. We as minorities, we got to talk. You know, so we can't be hard all the time. We can't be, you know, nobody can't say to me, I got this. You know what I'm saying? I don't need your help. You know, that's how we react to stuff, because we were raised to be strong. You know what I'm saying? We were raised as a culture to be strong. We are very strong people. As a people. But guess what? You have to understand that no matter how strong you are, even the strongest people have to release that stress somewhere. You get what I'm saying? You have to release it somewhere and allow yourself to be happy. So, you know, I do want to say, live life, man. Life is short. Live it. You know what I'm saying? Be happy. If you don't have happiness, find it, because it's out there. And, you know, send these suicide hotlines, stuff like that. I've lost friends to suicide. And I've had friends that's been depressed, you know, and you know what I'm saying? It's no need to go down, travel that road alone. Don't travel the road alone. You know what I'm saying? If you got somebody that's gonna ride with you, let them ride with you. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? When you come out the other side, we all gonna ride together. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna live our best life. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Boom.
All right, y'all. Well, good finish for the podcast. Maybe take those words to heart, because we want y'all to be here, and we need y'all to be here. You know, everyone's needed to keep the boat rowing. You know what I mean? So, hey, once again, it was another wonderful show. I appreciate everybody that's out there, that's hung out with us, commented with us. Make sure that you're out there. You share, you subscribe, you hit the bell. Like we always said, we're on all streaming platforms at Mid Catch Up, plus on YouTube. You can see our beautiful faces. You know what I'm saying? We're not made for radio. We made for TV. So, you know what I'm saying? You come check us out. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing the thing. You know what I mean? We're like, we made for TV. Yeah. Hey. You know what's up? But anyway, you know, so come check us out, man. Make sure that y'all link up with us out here on the Men Catch Up podcast. This was episode 78. We primed and prepped. We doing a damn thing. Hey, player, I'm going to see you next week. Check it out.
See ya. What's up? It's the MVP. It's a diamond. It's the MVP. Why is he in the building? It's the MVP. We got a Lee in the building. Mr. Make It Happen. It's the MVP. Hey,